I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the long horn cattle feed on the lower gentry. I'm back in the saddle again.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Memories that linger in my heart. Memories that make my heart grow cold. But someday they'll live again, sweetheart. And my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again. When the rainbow turns the clouds away. When my blue moon turns to gold again. You'll be back in my arms to stay. The lips that used to thrill me so. Your kisses were meant for only me. In my dreams they live again, sweetheart. But my golden moon is just a memory. When my blue moon turns to gold again. When the rainbow turns the clouds away. When my blue moon turns to gold again. You'll be back in my arms to stay.
Well, howdy there, good friends. It's swell to have you with us again here at Melody Ranch. Incidentally, I hope you brought your youngsters along, too, because these get-togethers of ours are strictly family style. And now, here's a mighty pretty old tune that sparked a many a romance in the past and probably will go on helping Brother Dan Cupid for quite some time to come. It goes like this.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices sing. They seemed to say, you have stolen my heart. Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ring. They seemed to say,
you have stolen my heart. Now don't go away. As we sing love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay.
Well, thank you, neighbors. Thanks a lot.
Please, Mr. Artery, please take me with you. I promise to be good. Please take me with you. Please, please.
Look, Pat, for the last time, I'm not taking you hunting with me. Now, that's that.
But why? Why? That's what I want to know. Why?
Because I'm taking Smiley Burnett.
Now, wait.
You're not tough and rugged enough. I want a man who's had to fight to live.
So? I had to fight to live.
I know. But I want a winner.
Now,
In that case, I'm your man.
Oh?
I'll never forget one time I went out in the woods hunting mountain lions, and all I had with me was a club.
A big club?
Yeah, there's 200 members in the club. But...
That's all, brother. You know, Buttram, how can you afford to be so dumb?
Easy. I've been saving up for years.
Pay me then.
At the moment, you might say I am independently stupid.
That I can believe, but I want a winner.
Now,
incidentally, did you ever go to college?
Nope.
High school?
Nope.
Grade school?
Nope.
Kindergarten?
Yep.
First grade?
Back to nope again. Now, there was a good reason for me not getting ahead, though.
Oh, I bet there was. And what was it?
My pants.
Your pants?
Yeah, you see, my mama made them so that they looked the same in the back as they did in the front.
So?
Well, I never knew whether I was going to school or coming home. By the way, speaking of school, I'll never forget one teacher that I had.
Oh, pretty nice, huh?
Boy, I'll say she was nice. In fact, she was so nice, when I remember when I was in the third grade, she let me have one whole afternoon off to go vote.
Oh. Look, Pat, this is all very, very interesting, but I'm still not taking you hunting with me.
Well, not even if I tell you about the time I wound up getting into a hand-to-hand fight with a giant brown bear.
You what?
You heard me. Me and a tremendous brown bear fought a fight to the finish.
Oh.
And when it was over, there he stood, his foot on my chest, holding my shotgun in his hand.
Oh, smoke. What did you do?
What could I do? I married his daughter.
Come lay your cool hand on my brow. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. Nobody's darling but mine, love. Be honest, be faithful, be kind. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. You're as sweet as the flowers of springtime. You're as pure as the dew from a rose. I had rather be somebody's darling than a poor boy that nobody knows. Goodbye, goodbye, little darling. I'm leaving this whole world behind. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine.
Thank you, friends, many, many thanks. You know, just the other day, somebody, I've forgotten now just who, asked me what my favorite meal was. Well, sir, I had to think for a minute. Most of the time, I go for either steak or roast beef, some green vegetables, and a glass of milk. Mind you, I said most of the time. You see, I also have a soft spot in my stomach for good Mexican food, especially when it's cooked by Mama Maria, one of the sweetest old gals who ever fried an enchilada. Incidentally, if you don't believe it, all you have to do is ask any cowpoke within 100 miles radius of here. Because just like me, he'll tell you there's nothing he'd rather be doing right now than walking into Mama Maria's front door.
Come on, Mama. Your favorite boyfriend's here.
Señor Diego, so gusto de decirlo, señor. Hace mucho tiempo. ¿Cómo está?
Hey. Now, slow down here a little bit. I just came in for
Mother Maria knows what you came in for. One enchilada with cheese, fried beans, and coffee. Isn't that right?
Simply amazing. How do you know?
Are you not one of my boys? And does not every mother know what her own sons want to eat?
Well, I guess you're right there, Mama.
Gee, I know that I am right.
Mm-hmm. There's just one thing. Every mother doesn't have 50 hungry cowboys for sons.
Well, maybe not, Senor Jean, but then every mother does not love 50 hungry cowboys like I do either. Oh, but all this talk is not filling that empty spot in your stomach. So sit down, play the music machine, and Mama Maria will be back before you can say, Jose Robinson.
And that was Mama Maria. Cowboy's broke, makes no difference. His mama's, his credit is as good as Rockefeller's. What's more, if you know cowboys like I do, you can imagine what a credit business mama has. Why, Buttram alone owes her...
Now, wait a minute. That ain't part of this story now.
All right. I guess you're right there. Anyway, let's see now. Where was I? Oh, yeah. One night... Mama's front door opened, and a guy by the name of Steve Thomas walked in.
Well, good evening, Mrs. DeNosa.
Now, Senor Thomas, you have come for your monthly payment, see?
Yeah, see. I've come for my monthly payment.
Bueno, I have it right here ready for you. Here, in this envelope.
Hey. You know, Mrs. DeNosa, I was just looking over the lease I have with you on this place. Here's my attention that next week you'll have been here exactly 1 year.
Yes, that is right, Senor Thomas. And you have been a good landlord. Never do we have any trouble. Is that not right?
Yeah, sure, that's right. But now, since the first year is almost up, I thought you'd want to take care of the balance due me according to the terms of your lease.
The balance?
The rest of what you owe me. If you'll look at your copy of our contract, it says down at the bottom of the last page that at the end of the first year, you agree to pay me the balance due in full for the remaining 4 years.
But I do not understand.
Okay, Mrs. DeNosa, I'll explain it to you. In plain English, it means you now owe me 48 times $50 a month or $2,400. Well, don't look so surprised. You signed the lease, didn't you?
But I do not know about leases and those things, Senor Thomas. I trust you to do what was right.
I'm not interested in what you did or didn't do, Mrs. DeNosa. All I want is my money.
$2,400. I've never had that much money in my whole life.
In that case, I'm sorry. Because unless you pay me that $2,400 in full by midnight a week from tonight, I'll be forced to evict you. In other words, Mrs. DeNosa, either get the money or get out. Hello?
Senor Jean.
Mama Maria.
Senor Jean, it is me. I have bad trouble. I must talk to somebody who can tell me what to do.
What is it, Mama?
On the phone, I cannot find the words, but I thought maybe you could come over to my place for a few minutes.
Of course I will. Now, you just sit tight. And don't worry. I'll be there inside of 20 minutes.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, forget it, Mama. You needed help. It was enough for me. Now, what's the trouble?
Well, it is like this. Senor Thomas, the man who owns this place says I owe him $2,400, and I do not have it. He says it is written in my, what you call, lease.
Now, wait a minute. You mean Steve Thomas?
You know him?
I'd say I know him. Let me see that lease.
Oh, yes.
Here it is. He says it is all written down at the bottom of the last page. He says I must make all famous in full for the next 4 years.
Yeah, here it is, all right. It is further agreed that at the termination of the first year's tenancy, the occupant shall pay in full the balance due on the first mortgage.
What am I to do, Senor Jean?
I don't know just yet. But one thing's sure. Steve Thomas knew you wouldn't understand this stuff. Now, if you can't pay, he'll still have his restaurant. Plus all you've paid him during the last year.
But I do not have $2,400, Senor Jean.
How much have you got, Mama?
At the most, no more than $600. And that would take every cent I have saved.
Okay. Now listen carefully. Here's what I want you to do. If Steve Thomas comes around again and asks about his money, just tell him that you're waiting to hear from some friends. Leave the rest to me. And so, boys, that's the story. Unless Mama Maria comes up with $1,800 more the next Tuesday, she's out in the cold. And I, for one, don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, but Gene, none of us ain't got nothing like $1,800.
I know, Johnny, but together we can get it. Nickels, dimes, pennies, no matter how hard we have to scrape, we owe it to Mama Maria. And there's not a single guy here who can't say he doesn't. Now, how about it?
Come on, Clem. It's for a good cause. Besides, this holster is genuine leather.
Well, okay, Johnny. Since it's for Mama Maria, I'll give you $50. Here.
Yeah, I've been saving this for next summer's vacation, but for Mama Maria... Uh-oh, there's a slug. Wonder how that got in there.
Town, Gene, but he says, tell you, he can wait on having that barn fixed till next year. He says if Mama Maria needs the money, it's hers.
Come on, 7 for Mama Maria. 11. Okay, boys, we'll go all the way. Shoot the quarter.
And so it went. For a solid week, ranch work was forgotten. And all because a kindly old Mexican lady needed help. Anyway, the deadline night for payment finally rolled around. And with it, Steve Thomas.
Well, Mrs. Spinoza, I suppose you know why I'm here.
Steve, but Senor Thomas, I still do not have the money.
I didn't think you would. Where's the key?
Back in my room, but first I must pick up my things. It's now only 8 o'clock, and you said I could have until midnight.
Look, don't give me that sob stuff. I've already given you more time than you deserve. Now get out and make it fast. I'm tired.
Please, Senor Thomas, please, just one more hour. Then I promise I'll be gone.
Hour nothing. I said get out now, and I meant it.
Look, I've done that, Senor Thomas.
Well, if you don't get out of here quick, you'll get worse than that. Now get that key.
No, no, no.
Why, what the... You've had this coming for a long time, Thomas.
Oh, you mustn't try.
That's it. No, no.
Oh,
no.
Senor, you should not have done that. It will only make things worse.
Don't worry about that, Mama. Everything's fine. Come on in, boys.
Why? But I do not understand. What does all this mean?
Go ahead and tell her, Johnny.
All right. Quiet, boys. Quiet. Well, Mama Maria, it's like this here. A bunch of us got together and decided that we couldn't get along without your cooking, so, well, here. This is for you. All $1,802.55 of it.
Well, Mama... Looks like the place is all yours for keeps now.
I don't know what to say. I'm afraid I'm going to cry a little.
Hey, now, we can't have any of that. Oh. Besides, I'll bet most of these guys are hungry. Got anything to eat?
Oh, boy.
For my son, Mama Maria has only love and all they can eat. How do you say? On the house.
Most of us set a goal early in life, a goal that one day we hope to achieve. Some of us make it, some of us don't. But one thing's sure, as long as we keep working toward that dream, somewhere, sometime, we're sure to find there's a gold mine in the sky far away. There'll be clover just for you down the line, where the skies are always blue, pal of mine. Take your time, old muse, I know you're growing lame. In the stars when we strike that plain, and we'll set up there and watch the world go by. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky, looks like that's just about the last of the gravy in the frying pan for this Smarty Ranch steak fry. But along about this same time, and over these same radio stations, yours truly and all the gang will be right back again with a brand new batch of the same. And now this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again.